Oops. Okay. Pete the barn cat was standing in front of me, remember? He was lurking around the yard gate waiting to mooch my share of breakfast scraps. And I got tired of listening to him whine and complain, so I made a dive for him and more or less forgot that there was a wire fence between us. I mean, I had gotten so worked up over... It peeled the skin on the end of my nose, and I found myself looking at him through watering eyes. His smile brightened.
Oh, dear. You've hurt your little nose.
Don't try to change the subject, kitty. The point is that you don't deserve any scraps, and I'm here to see that you don't get what you don't deserve.
Oh, really? Want to lay a little wager on who gets the scraps this morning? I'll bet I get them all, and you don't get even a bite.
I beamed him a ferocious glare, which wasn't as easy as you might suppose, since I had to direct my glare around the flap of skin on the end of my nose. But I managed and beamed him a ferocious glare. But I also plunged myself into deep thinking mode. What was this cat trying to pull? Yes, of course. He thought he could lure me into a fight. Just as Sally Mae stepped out on the porch, he would hiss at me and provoke me into a spasm of irrational behaviorism. Sally Mae would see only my anger, not the reason for it, and I would be in trouble. Again. He had pulled that trick on me before, and... Okay, maybe it had worked a time or two. Many times. More often than not, and Pete thought it would work forever and ever. Ha! Little did he know. One huge difference between a cat and a cowdog is that a cowdog learns from his mistakes. A cat never learns. They're dumb. And one of the many things Kitty didn't know was that I had my faithful dog waiting patiently routine. He'd never seen it before, and he had no way of knowing that it had been designed and developed especially for Sally Mae. And I had no intention of telling him about it. All right, Pete, I'll take your bet. Are we betting for fun or something more substantial?
As you wish, Hanky.
Good, great. Then we'll shoot the moon on this deal. That opened his eyes. I had definitely gotten his attention, and no doubt he was beginning to have second thoughts about his foolish wager. But it was too late. I had the upper back and no intention of handing off. I had the upper hand and no intention of backing off. There we go.
You're feeling pretty confident, aren't you, Hanky?
As confident as I need to be. What'll we bet, Pete? How about... scrap rights for 2 whole days. Breakfast, lunch, and supper.
We're getting serious about this, aren't we?
Not really. In fact, I'll raise you 1 day. 3 whole days of scrap rights. The smile slipped from his mouth. He was so shocked, so stunned, so moon-eyed that he could hardly speak. I loved it. This was the most fun I'd had in years. The only question now, Pete, is whether you'll take the bet or not. And hurry, I'm a busy dog.
Well, my goodness, Hanky, but what if I lose?
I'll admit that a wicked laugh came rolling out of my throat. If you lose, Kitty, you will lose your precious scrap rights for 3 whole entire days.
Oh, my. Breakfast, lunch, and supper?
Right. Which means you might have to go looking for more crippled mouses.
Mice, Hanky. But...
his eyes came up and locked on me.
What if you lose? Tell me about that.
If I lose, Kitty, which I won't, if I lose... I will be shocked and devastated, and my life will be reduced to a meaningless blur without meaning. But it won't happen, Pete, because... Are you ready to hear this?
Well, I just don't know, Hanky.
Get ready, because here it comes. I leaned forward arched my brows and gave Kitty Moocher the bad news.